And welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Villain. And as always, I'm accompanied by my co-host, Gigi Luigi. And today, we're going to talk about everyone's favorite game, Pokemon Go. Well, it may not have been everyone's favorite game. If you're a naturalist or a realist, you probably weren't playing Pokemon Go. But if it captured your imagination from the 90s, you most definitely were trying to get your steps in and catch them all, okay? But as we've learned to find out about most things in life, we're figuring out that Pokemon Go had more to it than meets the eye. Today, we're diving into a game that had us walking miles, meeting strangers, and obsessing over digital creatures. Pokemon Go, if you remember that, it was the game that got millions off the couch and into the real world, taking pictures, throwing Pokeballs, catching the Pokemon. Because remember, you gotta catch them all. But while we were busy trying to catch them all, was Niantic trying to catch something else? Now, if you don't know, Niantic is the actual company who created the game Pokemon Go. And as we found out, they were up to some shenanigans. So sit back, relax, take a deep breath. We're gonna take you higher.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our show on Pokemon Go. We said we'd never do it, and here we are. But the reason why I wanted to do this show, not just because Gigi Luigi, who is my co-host, is on right now. Gigi, are you there?
Oh, you know, I'm here, right here, right now.
Is a proclaimed master Pokemon. I think he has a doctorate in. I don't know what the Pokemon lingo is, but
I'm definitely a doctor.
Pokemon was huge. And then it had a resurgence. It actually came back and became huger. If that's a word we can utilize for today, we're going to use it. I'm going to use it. So
you say Mega Evolve.
As a Pokemon, is it a sensei? What do you guys call yourselves when you're like really, really out there in Pokemon?
I'm a professor. I'm a professor.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a professor of Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. You call me Professor Coke. It's like Oak, but drugs. Drugs are involved.
Okay. Drugs are involved. I mean, it has to be, doesn't it? I mean, yeah. You're playing chasing imaginary animals. And look, my ex and I did this with his brothers in Arizona, and they had a blast. And I loved being a part of it. I didn't chase like Raptosaur and, you know, Googaloo Boogaloo, whatever the fuck. But I was there, and it was a great uniting experience with myself and his family. Did you have similar stories like that, Gigi?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Are we talking about specifically with Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was great. You know, it got everybody off the couch. But
yes,
comes to find out that we were basically, what, data collecting drones? You know,
well, that's part of it. And we're going to do a deep dive in this, guys. And we're going to take you down a rabbit hole that we kind of never knew existed. Some of us were kind of wary and leery over this Pokemon Go, but a lot of us were thinking that they were out to do good. You know, like Gigi said, get us off the couches, get us introducing each other, get us out of the whole social media age and back into what we used to do in the 80s and the 90s, but just using a little digital reference. So that's what we were thinking was happening. But on the contrary, sirs and madams, that's not what was happening. I mean, good grief, that's not what was happening. But let me say this, Gigi. When you're breaking this down, and, well, actually, you know what? Let's go into it a bit. Let's go ahead and we'll put our pinky toe in this. So we're going there, and we're going to figure out what was going on with this whole situation with Pokemon. And the company involved in all this is named Niantic. Now, Niantic is basically a data mining company from the get-go. I mean, they just want to collect human data for a lot of different reasons, but that's their main thing, right? So as we jump into the hot mic on this, let's get our imaginations ready. So picture this. It's 2016. Suddenly, people are flooding parks, congregating in random landmarks, and making new friends over something called Pokestops. It was like the world took a collective step aside, all thanks to a game on our phones called, of course, Pokemon Go. It was revolutionary. A game that turned exercise and exploration into fun. Like, awesome. I mean, what do you think about that, Gigi? On the surface, doesn't that sound like an amazing thing?
It definitely does. There was definitely a lot of chaos. Like, people were, you know, oblivious to the surroundings, falling off of cliffs.
There may or may not
have been someone who may or may not be in this conversation right now. So for the viewers, there's a 50-50 shot. So
I heard about this people in Asia, different parts of Asia, Japan, China, just walking out in traffic because they didn't stop to look both ways like the normal, like you would normally do. They died.
And
I mean, was collecting the data really worth it for Niantic? You have to ask yourself.
I definitely may have fallen down a cliff or two. Not a cliff.
See?
Yeah. I won't say cliff. I'm not that oblivious, but I've definitely fallen down.
Well, you have good, what is it called? Good stead rightness. You can like balance yourself. So even if you were falling,
I've fallen into ditches. See, you know, the
old grandmas, granddads, you know, because it was a whole family event.
People driving, playing the damn game.
Yes, I never did that, but
it's so funny because, like, in the game, when you're like, say you're a passenger and it's like, you're driving, it'll give you a warning, says, "Hey, you're not supposed to do that," and you click OK, and then you continue to play the game.
you continue to throw caution to the winds. And but that's what we're about to uncover, Gigi. Behind the cute Pikachus and Charmanders, Niantic was quietly using us to collect some of the most valuable currency in the digital world today, geographical data. So if you guys know what that is, basically, Niantic would have had to spend billions of dollars to pay people or its staff to go out and take pictures of the entire world, like every inch, nook, and cranny of the world for, you know, building satellites, for building data centers, to explore and upgrade the GPS system, all kinds of things. But that's what they were really into. And they used us, Gigi, as fodder. They used us as fodder. It's horribleness. I mean, I enjoyed it. I know the people that were around. I mean, I've never seen that many people outside doing a collective event like in the history of since I've been around. I mean, did you? I didn't.
No, to be honest with you. But it's crazy because, like, I remember, you know, being in high school and you get made fun of for playing Pokemon, and now it's just like culturally binding.
It's kind of wild. Yeah. I mean, and all kidding aside, Pokemon was huge in the 90s. Like, it was huge in the 90s into the early 2000s. I mean, the movies were coming out. It was on Fox Kids or whatever the case. And then it kind of died out for a while. And then I think they released a movie, and then people were like, oh my God, they're going to do Pokemon a game. And then that kind of sparked so many millennials and Generation Xers. They're like, oh my God, Pokemon a game, and it's going to be real. It's going to be real live. So, but Pokemon Go wasn't Niantic's first foray into location-based apps. Their earlier app is called Ingress, and it laid the groundwork for this. Then, in collaboration with the Pokemon Company and Google's AR technology, they launched Pokemon Go in July of 2016. By 2019, it hit 1 billion downloads and generated over $6 billion. And revenue. Wow.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, like, with all that, it pushed Pokemon into being the most profitable entertainment franchise in the world. Over Hello Kitty, over you name it, Marvel, Disney, no matter what your brand name is, or Pokemon is more profitable than you are. And
the funny part about this is, guys, think about the chess match that these people went through. These three or four companies got together and created a game to make us do the work that they didn't want to pay their workers to do. And then we ended up giving them money to do this work instead of the other way around. I mean, it's seventh level genius. I would say on a scale of chess matches, I mean, match point. I mean, you know,
we're definitely getting a lot of new that's the level of good thought, ROI.
Bro, the level of thought that had to go into this is goddamn ridiculous, because they had to know that this was a good enough opportunity with Pokemon to get people out of their houses. And when the guys were talking about that, they were talking about, oh, this is an amazing situation because we're getting people off their couches and out of their houses. They're exercising, they're communicating socially. It's an experiment. It was a complete lie. That's not what they were doing this for. They weren't trying to help you get exercise and be more social with your neighbors. No, they were mining you for data, and you were paying them for it. I mean, wowza.
Now is this something that's been, like, confirmed, or is this just a theory?
This is confirmed. Really? So Niantic had a filing, because you have to file with the federal government, and you got to do what's called a white paper. White papers tell everything of your intentions of your company. So Niantic's filing, which just recently happened, they said that the way they were able to get all this data was through Pokemon Go, and that the way they came about this data was that they created this game, set people out exploring and taking pictures. So let's reel it back. So think about Pokemon Go in your head. When you're traveling, where does it tell you to go? It says, go to the church tower or whatever.
Yeah.
You follow the arrow to the church tower. So when you take a picture, which would be you throwing the Pokeball, you're taking a picture along with like 9 other people of the area they want a picture of to put in their geological base of data for Niantic. And when you buy like Supreme Pokeball or you buy whatever you were buying on Pokemon Go was just going to their coffers. They were just making money off of that and giving you a new character to go find. But in all actuality, their deeper intent was you geo-mapping Earth with your cameras on your phones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. I just love it. It's some next level shit. And
well, It is. It's crazy. It's like a James Bond. James Bond. It's like Lex Luthor. You know, it's like, not like Lex Luthor, because like,
I mean, I see where you're going with it, but.
Like, not like. Like who he is as a businessman. It's just like, you know, like he's like, to the public, it's like he's definitely up to something. I just don't know what it is. But Superman knows. He's
definitely up to something. Yeah. And it's making you go take pictures of the Earth so that he can later sell that technology to another company or build off that technology and making things so precise it's within inches because everybody and their mama was taking pictures of the entire Earth and sending that data to Niantic. I love it.
Oh, I love
so, But exactly.
Got him.
And every Pokestop, GG, you spun or gym and battled wasn't just for fun. It was adding a new point of interest to Niantic's database. They were turning our real world activity into the backbone of their augmented reality empire. So there's a reason for it. I mean, that's how they're going to make the side train on that money. So some of the notable figures in the advocacy of it was some of the big players about it was a guy named John Hankey, and that's Niantic CEO. He called Pokemon Go a tool for community engagement. But critics like Shoshana Zuboff warned it was part of surveillance capitalism model where we were the product. So there were people who were trying to say, hey, look, guys, they're surveilling your movements. They know where you are, what you're taking. And it's true. These are all truths, right? So meanwhile, others like Dr. Sarah Arnoff praised its mental health benefits, pointing to studies showing Pokemon Go helped combat loneliness and encourage physical activity. And honestly, Gigi, even I got some cardio out of it. As I was with my ex, and we would be running around and taking pictures and throwing Pokeballs and all kinds of craziness. But though I might have sprained a couple of ankles chasing the Snorlax, I kind of figured something wasn't right. And that's why I was following this story for a while. What do you think, Gigi? I mean, I know you're a traditionalist when it comes to Pokemon. Tell us what the difference between the two are.
Between Pokemon Go and Pokemon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with Pokemon Go, it was made by Niantic, obviously, and it's more based around, well, at least originally, the fun of catching Pokemon, you know, right. Not battling, not training. It was like what you caught is what you got. And yeah, you could kind of train by feeding them certain candy, but it wasn't the same feel as when you're going on an adventure in a Pokemon game. You know, okay. There's a certain level of excitement when you first step off on that journey. To go beat the 8 gym leaders, to go take on the Pokemon League and see what new Pokemon are around each corner and things like that. So it there's definitely a different feel. It was, for me, it was fun, and it's fun to revisit every now and then, Pokemon Go is, but it definitely kind of is a little lazy in my opinion.
Okay.
I don't know. It just lacks that because it's like, oh, you have gyms at, like every 30 feet and it's like, you know, gyms don't really mean what a gym means in actual Pokemon. And like, again, training and going against those elite trainers that you, mm-hmm. you can go against, like they have a new competitive scene, but it's just not the same feel. You know, it just feels like a hollowed attempt to make Pokemon real. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the augmented reality part, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They had to have a kicker. They had to have something to get you out there, right? And the catalyst, of course, was Pokemon. You got to catch them all. Where's your like Snorlax and your Shamagargan? And, you know, what's the one with the black and yellow? Black and yellow, black and yellow. Oh, Pikachu.
I must say Pikachu. So,
they got us out there. And I mean, but what did we give them in return aside for these damn pictures? How much of their how much of our data, our biorhythms, how we walked, our gait, did they collect while we were doing all these things? Different pictures of people in your family who were playing with you. I mean, there's so many enormous security concerns depending on who you ask and where this data is ending up at. So let's weigh the pros and the cons. The pros, over 144 billion steps were collectively walked in Pokemon Go's first month. Talk about a fitness revolution. Where is Richard Simmons in all this?
That's bigger than Planet Fitness.
Oh.
And at least they gave you pizza. Yeah. Pokemon Go didn't give you pizza. Although it gave me a discount at my local bar. If you're showing that you're playing Pokemon Go, they gave you like a 20% discount or some shit. I can't remember.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of people were in on this who probably didn't even know the end results, right? They didn't know what they were signing up for and to do what. But the game turned strangers into friends. It even boosted local economies, like you just said, with small businesses benefiting from foot traffic near Pokestops. Because when you're catching them all, you got to eat and you got to drink a lot. It's a lot going on.
And let's not forget how you got people like, you know, exploring their neighborhoods. And me and my friend group went around town like a good bit, going to different Pokestops, taking different gyms. You know, it was cool. It was fun. And
I remember, I mean, and you're right. And you would definitely make new friends. You would definitely have people like on Thursday at 8 p.m. meet by the church, stop being late. We're going to catch them all. And people are really intense about this shit, bro.
But oh, no, they still
are. Let's go over the cons. But the costs were real, too. Pokemon Go related accidents, like we talked about, racked up an estimated $7 billion in damages in the U.S. alone. Wow. And then there's the privacy issue. Every time you open the app, Niantic got a clear picture of your location and what made you tick. Like, what was forcing you to do all these different things? So, Gigi Luigi, what do you think the cons outweighed the pros or vice versa?
Do I think the cons weighed out the pros? It's tough because, like, what exactly had they gained from data mining us? You know, that's, I'm not saying it's not something I'm concerned about. It's just something I don't know. You know, it's hard to scale what damage is being done there. But there is a form of connection that goes with Pokemon Go, even to this day. I'm in sales, and sometimes someone pulls out, you know, their phone, and I'm like, oh, you got Pokemon Go? And next thing you know, I'm showing them my Pokemon, they're showing me their Pokemon. we're swapping friend codes, we're giving each other gifts randomly. You know, it's like a whole, like, little commitment. It's like, you know, a little ecosystem in your phone. So it's kind of fun in that regard.
Is it okay that they robber baron your data and didn't tell you until the game was pretty much, you know, obsolete?
I think a majority of people who play games like this are just 100% okay with it, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, for some,
a lot of
nowadays, so many data leaks and hacks and all this stuff happen. People are just kind of immune to it. I remember now, like, I had to ask people for the socials. I'm like, no worries. We're just doing a software check. He's like, I don't even care anymore. I've been hacked and, you know, just all over the internet anyway. I'm just like,
yeah, well, man, they get you. I remember when someone hacked the Apple iCloud data. And they started releasing all the celebrities' nudes. And I was like, what the hell's going on in America? That's when I knew something was not right.
They've done it a couple times.
Here's where it gets even more interesting. The data that Niantic gathered wasn't just for Pokemon Go. It's now the foundational data for their entire AR ecosystem. Their technology powers games like Harry Potter, Wizards Unite, and also helps other companies build locational data based on those apps. So, I mean, if you look at the silver lining, is there one, Gigi? Is this just them taking and taking and taking and then just reselling us what we already paid for, but in a different format?
100%. That's why, like, if for me, any other game that's like Pokemon Go, I don't even look at. There's like a Jurassic Park one. There's Harry Potter. There's like all these different variations. But at the end of the day, it's the same exact feel, play, everything as Pokemon Go. So if you're going to play one, just play one, in my opinion. Otherwise, I mean, some people like to spend their money. It is what it is. But, you know, with Niantic leading the charge, you know, with all this data, it's, mm-hmm. you know, like it's still concerning. Like, are they just using it for to make different games? But it's just weird because it's cookie cutter. You know what I mean?
It is cookie cutter. And you could take any franchise and put this into the same mix and recipe and get something similar.
Yeah, and what are they anything for?
If you guys think about it, we've been hacked and prologged and our stuff has been stolen. I mean, I know I get like at least 16 texts a day from people I don't even know who don't speak the Queen's English. I'm not going to get all into it, but they, you know, it's not from America. And I'm like, what are you trying to tell me? You want, you have UPS. I'm completely, but you know what I'm saying? You have a package and it's from a king in Rwanda. There's no fucking country named Rwanda. That's stupid. I went to high school. But I would just tell
you. That's not a country?
No, Rwanda's not a country.
Damn.
And I'm not the king of Rwanda. See? See how you. Mm-hmm. But with that
you might
said,
want to look into that because they're like, hey, your buddy is the king of Rwanda. You should click this link. And I did.
And then what did it say?
I don't know. Just a big penis showed up on my screen. So I was like, ah,
shit. That was me.
Now there is.
No, but guys, all kidding aside, they are mining our data at every extrapolation point. If you think about it, look what we just uncovered. Not that it's a huge, huge story now, but if you would have told us back in the day when Pokemon Go was hot and off the market that it was a whole bunch of people at a company having us do all this for them, and we're paying them for extra Pokeballs and extra missions or whatever the case may be, to a tune of $6 billion, and we're giving them all this free data that would have cost them billions of dollars to procure any other way, who's the fool? I mean, I feel foolish even playing now. I feel like they got me.
They got me
in the back. I don't know. I just feel like there's so many ways for these people to just take from us. And what are we getting out of it? What are the laws that say, hey, you took this much money out of this person's data, this person's biometrics, you give them this amount of money because you should have paid for it. You shouldn't have just, you know, been fraudulent with the way you took their data. Do you get what I'm saying?
100%.
What do you think about DJ? Do you think that we're going to see a lawyer come out of this and say, hey, if you were affected by the Pokemon Go craze of 2016, we want to hear from you? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Because there's like, I forgot what the company is called, sadly, but there's a guy I know who made a company based around protecting your data online. And if someone steals it and uses it, you can sue that company. And you have the 100% right to do so, yeah.
Hmm. Can you figure out who that company is? And then like we'll put it in the bio notes of today's podcast. Because I think that, look, if we don't start fighting back from these companies that think they can just do whatever they want to do, they're going to start running all over us because we don't have protectors, man. There's nothing that stops them from saying, especially in the new administration, they're not going to have any safeguards. They're going to tear down all the safeguards or try to. We're not going to have any way to get our money back from these huge companies that just want to just buy and sell our data. And data is worth more than gold now, guys, especially your own personal data. I mean, if you say pizza out loud, you've got fucking Papa John's, Domino's, Pizza Hut calling you, freaking sending you emails. That shit's weird. That's weird shit. I mean, do you get these weird ass things? So this question, Gigi, when you're thinking about something, do you get emails for whatever you're thinking about or texts or something like it doesn't connect, but you're like, how the fuck did they know it was Taco Tuesday and I wanted tacos? Has that happened to you?
Oh, absolutely. It apparently goes off your cookies and even the cookies off people around you, from what I understand. So like even like, so say you're talking to somebody who wants to talk, who's talking about, oh man, I got to pick up kitty litter and all this other stuff. And they just so happen to be looking for kitty litter on their end, because you're kind of like interacting with them near them, you're probably going to get kitty litter advertisements as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers. Where are they getting this? How is this? Are you saying it's cookies?
It's the damn cookies. Grandma's cookies, man.
Never had a cookie that made me want to give up all my damn data. So these cookies are doing something more than what I'm used to cookies doing. But guys, we're making light of this, but there has to be repercussions from this on both sides of the table. you've got people stealing and mining your data and then selling it to other people who are then selling it to other people who are then selling it to other people. And we're not getting a cut of that, but we're getting completely bombarded by these different advertisements, these different, oh, you want to go to Cancun? Well, how'd you know I want to go to Cancun? I don't know. Do you want to go? That's crazy shit, dude. And there should be something we can do about it. Gigi, what can we do about it?
Well, I mean, if got to weigh the options, is Pokemon Go really worth, you know, giving up your data? Like, what can we do about it? It sucks. You know, we can talk to our congressmen. We can try to get laws passed that prevents businesses from just recklessly throwing our data around and using it to mine and like advertise against us and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you know, like there's like a huge argument is like, oh, do you really have the right to privacy online? Well, yeah, I believe so. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't we? But you're right though. We as a collective have to say, hey, this isn't right. You know, you can't just mine my data and then use it against me because you want to make more profit. And that's what is these over-gluttonous corporations that keep thinking of new ways that have no laws behind them to steal whatever, to steal everything from us and not give us anything back out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Like it's, yeah. Like what are we getting out of it? Except for harassed by advertisements and, you know,
yeah,
the same game is reskinned.
Yes. And you know, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. There's going to be something that's pretty cool, like silver hawks, and there'll be silver hawk everywhere. And you can fly in a damn, that big spaceship. And so sure enough, they're going to be, silver hawks going to be stealing their data, and Voltron's going to be stealing our data, and goddamn He-Man. I'm sick of it. You know, it's getting ridiculous. There's got to be something for us to fight back. And as a collective, we have to figure it out because clearly we're on the end of the stick. We're not getting anything out of this.
We got to tear it down, the whole institution.
I guess they're working on it. That's why they, what is these people to talk to? Hopefully, we get to something that means something to us all. But with that being said, the lesson here, guys, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. And in this case, we paid Niantic and gave them our data for free. And I'm sure none of us read the fine print because they do have to tell you what they're doing with it. So that's a double whammy, guys. And the higher point today on this Pokemon Go catch 'em all is Pokemon Go wasn't just a game. It was a cultural movement. And it was a cultural moment as well. It reminded us of the power of technology to connect people and get us moving. But it also taught us a valuable lesson. In the digital age, fun and convenience often come with hidden costs. Gigi, what are the hidden costs you think those kinds of things often come?
Well, you're giving away your data, your privacy, a lot of your time, your money. You know, like a lot of these play heavily on impulse buying. I mean, the reason why grocery stores have candy and all that great, you know, I wouldn't say cheap, especially not nowadays, but somewhat cheaper things to buy is at the front is because on your way out, it's super easy to be like, I'll get it. I'll grab that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the same thing. It's like, oh, man, I need some Pokeballs. $5. I'll get me to the Pokestop. I'll get that. You know, $10, $15, $20, and it's so easy and quick. You lose track of how much you're spending. Next, you know,
And that's what they want you to do. They want you not to pay attention.
$300 go by.
It's called They Live, and it's about these aliens that invade Earth, and they're all wearing sunglasses, pretty much. And when you wear these special kinds of sunglasses, it decodes all the advertisements that are all around your subconscious mind, telling you obey. Buy, eat, sleep, you know, watch it as they live. It has Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper, the famous line, I came here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. I'm all out of bubble gum.
And we're collectively all getting out of fucking bubble gum.
Oh, I've been out of bubble gum.
I'm still wanting to kick somebody's ass, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's all for today, guys. On the higher point and for Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. We came for the Pikachus and we stayed for the conspiracy. Shout out to all our listeners. Don't forget to check out privacy settings and read the fine print. And remember, sometimes the most dangerous monster isn't hiding in tall grass. It's hiding in your app permissions. So make sure you're reading on that stuff. Gigi, any final words for our audience?
Oh, yeah. I just want to let everybody know, whoever wants to take their team of six, whether it be Pokemon Yellow, Blue, Crystal, Gold, Silver, Alpha, Omega, Ruby, Sapphire, whatever you want to call it. You take that team of six, Pokemon Go. Let's go, Pikachu. Let's go, Eevee.
Let's go, Pikachu. And Gigi says that if you email us at Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast, or Let Me Take You Higher podcast at gmail.com, he'll join in on the excitement. He'll figure out where you are. He'll come down there. We'll see what happens.
I'll beat your Pokemon's ass.
Beat Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. 3 minutes.
All right, guys. Stay smart, stay skeptical, and as always, we'll catch you later. Bye. And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests, and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain, and it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Unfold.